So first of the one to wear in DevConf is basically an updated version of my stack that I don't see many places where in Nicaragua stack. So first I will start by a disclaimer. I'm not working for Apple and I don't care about GPL against BSD trolls. So it's a don't throw me about that. It's a waste of time. First I'm going to tell you about GCC, just a few slides. So for those who don't know, basically in Debian we are using GCC for pretty much every compiled languages, so that means C++, OCPC, ADAPT, and blah blah blah. And we are using the same compiler for every architecture, even if on some architecture we are using older version of GCC, not always the latest. So GCC is the free compiler used in pretty much everywhere for every field. So on my daily work I'm using GCC, I'm very happy about GCC. I'm using it for compiling C, C++, Fortran, and that's it. And many people are using it either for big software or for embedded software. So why am I trying to push something else in Debian, in fact, about GCC? So the first reason is because we can do Debian. We said that previously, you can do whatever you want as long as you don't disturb too much distribution. It is also interesting because I can work in Debian. We don't have any strong hierarchy, so nobody in Debian will ask me to stop working on this, which is not always the case during your work. Another reason is because it is fun. It's funny, it's very interesting to manage a compiler to see the effect that it will have on all the packages we put into the archive. And more seriously, it is also because if you compile your software with different compilers, you will find more errors, more warnings, and your code will get better and better release after release if you use various compilers. So at my work, for example, I work for Scilab, and we are compiling the software with GCC, Intels, and Clang pretty much every day. And Visual also. So it helps a lot to improve the code and stability. There is also another advantage with the compiler I'm going to talk about. It is there is a very strong support for embedded communities into this compiler. For example, Clang under ARM is well maintained by ARM and many other manufacturers. And so one of the goals I'm trying to push is decoupling GCC from Debian like it is the kernel. So for those who are familiar in Debian, you know that we have three kernels into the archive and you can use one of the other. So what I would like to do is to be able to quickly change the Debian distribution with a new compiler. So now I'm going to present quite quickly what is LLVM and Clang. So at the beginning, it started by a guy called Chris Ladner. He was doing his PhD and he needed a new infrastructure for his research. He used to be a GCC developer, so I think he's still involved into GCC, at least on the mailing list. And he started to design that for dynamic compilation for static and dynamic languages. So he developed a platform, which is called LLVM, and he tried to push that into the next release of GCC. He failed, because it is a huge piece of software, and it's not very easy, as you know, to say, okay, your old version of GCC is crap, this is myself. And Apple noticed his work and came and said, okay, do you want to work for us? So he came and created a team at the beginning to Apple. The ultimate goal was to replace GCC. As you probably know, Apple doesn't like GPL. GCC is GPL, especially C++3, but the GPL are not very happy. So they decided to invest a lot into building a new free compiler. And now, since the project has grown a lot, many academic people and industrial are involved into this project. So if you have a look to the latest commits, you will see many corporations like Google, ARM, MIPS, NVIDIA, not only Apple is contributing to the project. During the last few months, only one third of the commits were done by Apple people, which is still a lot, but it's not that much compared to other projects. And many people in their research are now basing their work on LLVM. So I'm quite involved into this field, and many people, especially in France, since we have a very strong compilation communities in research, are starting to move from GCC to LLVM. The main reason is because it is easier to hack. The code is way longer, so it's very easy to hack into the LLVM code. It is C++, and it is well-structured C++, so it's easier for them to prove that their research are good. Right? With GCC, it is harder, because there are a lot of legacy code. So Clang is based on LLVM, so it is plain, and it is, right, I'm compiling C, C++, and Objective-C. It is based on LLVM, so that means that the backend for various architectures are provided by LLVM. Clang is basically a parser with few other tools. It is now the default compiler for Mac OS X and FreeBSD. So it has some advantages over GCC, since I told you previously, GCC is pretty old, there is some legacy code. The compilation of infrastructure of GCC itself is pretty hard to understand, while with GCC it is quite modern. It is faster to build code than GCC, and it accepts the same argument as GCC. That means basically if you run make CC equal Clang, it will work the same way as GCC. And the Clang developer are considering any difference in to the argument treatment to be a bug. So for example, to compile Scilab, so that means the whole code, including documentation and some tests, it takes 24 minutes with GCC and 22 with Clang. It's not that much, but when you are doing 10 compilations of the whole software every day, it's worth it at some point. It has some advantages. So I test all the slides here with the latest version of Clang and the latest version of GCC and stable, so 4.7 and 3.2 for Clang. If you run by default GCC on this piece of code, it won't say anything, it will be happy, even with WHOLD. If you're not familiar with C, basically, it says that it will be always default, and the function is pointless. And the C-Lang, so during the last few years, has doing some very interesting things. So the people in GCC start to realize that they were losing some market share, and they decided to react, and in GCC, now you have way better warning than you used to have. The 4.8 could be even better. So it has some very good side effects. The competition with Clang pushed a lot of people from GCC. In the meantime, you can see that Clang people are also Clang versus GCC. The main drawback of this page is not up to date, because they are usually comparing with a very old version of GCC, but nobody is really updating this page. So what I tried to do during the last year and the last year and a half is to try to rebuild the old archive with Clang. So with this practical, I basically replaced the GCC command by Clang. You can do that, it should work, and it works most of the time. So I did the testing of rebuilding the archives, and my purpose is do the package can be rebuilt with Clang. I'm not testing the performance or the quality of the binary. Since it's a compiler, it can generate some miscompiled binary code. But I'm not trying to test that. I'm just trying to see if it can understand the C, C++, and Objective-C code, and compile it, and link it. So thanks to Luca and Spoon, we did some rebuild of the archive. So with the Clang version 3.0, we basically had pretty much 9% of the packages which failed on the archive. And with 3.1, the percentage increased to 12. Well, I will explain why the next few slides. And we published all the results on clang.kdn.net, so you have all the full log on this. And in the 3.1 test, we use the Amazon Cloud that we are now in Kdn to be able to do the rebuild. So why do we get this difference in terms of results between the 3.0 and the 3.1? For example, in this case, GCC Clang could not understand the argument. So it has been fixed in the latest testing release. This one is not interesting. But this one is more interesting. By default, in Clang, it introduced some security check in the source code, and it is automatically generating some error, which GCC cannot catch yet. I think they fixed that in the latest release. Some of the most common results error that we found into the archive, this one is a bit silly. This is the O9, some developers think that if we increase the number after O, the optimization will optimize more. In reality, it's not after 4. But But some people think that 9 tools was a good 9 to optimize things to optimize a lot of their framework. There is also a difference of behavior. It is mainly because Clang is compiling by default to C99, which is not the case of GCC. So in this case, this code is nonsense. And we find that into the archive at 132 times at least. So that means 132 packages or libraries and program into the archive, we probably, when they go into the source code, we don't crappy result and nonsense result. So likely to be a bug at some point. In this one, it is a different default behavior. So GCC is just returning a warning and Clang is returning an error. So it happened almost 20 packages into the archive. And this one is one of the weirdest bugs that I found. It's basically different understanding of the C++ standard. So at this occasion, I learned that there is a keyword in C++ which is frame class, which allows you to define which classes can access to your prototype members. And this one, it is the static keyword that we can see right here, is going to change the behavior. And if you have a look to the two bugs I reported either on GCC and NPM, they say, oh, it is a specification which is saying that and pointing one to the other, so it is a different understanding of the specific C++ specification. Luckily, we have something like one or two occurrences into the archive about this bug. It's a very weird side effect. By default, Clang is enabling in the dash WO way many more checks than GCC. So that doesn't mean that GCC cannot trigger this warning. That just means that Clang is enabling it by default. So it is giving way more error and build failure into the archive. This is hundreds of packages which are failing because of this. Usually, those warnings should be fixed. But some of them are not very interesting, but many of them should be fixed. The GCC extensions are not always managed by Clang. So here it is the dynamic in C++. They are trying to allocate some vector, and the size is not specified at compilation time. And are you sure? I haven't tried this one yesterday when I checked. That would be good. But so we will have 25 packages which we are going to write into the when Doppo will upload the 4.8 maybe next week. So GCC also accepts stuff that it should not accept. I won't go into the detail, I will publish the slide so you will be able to spend more time here. It's about 10-15 issues, so quite quickly. So since I'm lazy, I get some people working for me doing the Google Summer of Code. We had one student, Alexander, and Paul Pimonte, who is now a DD. Helped me to manage students. So the objective was first to document how you rebuild packages on a daily basis into Debian. And they were a very important type of documentation. So his first work in a few weeks was to install and understand how WannaBuild and BuildD are working and document everything. So everything is now available on the wiki. It's not perfect, but it helps when you want to start to understand how it works. So it is a very silly schema of what we did. Basically, you have WannaBuild, which is the services which is going to control which package should be built or not, and with the priorities. And the BuildD are the services which are going to ask for WannaBuild, what I'm supposed to build, and build it in themselves. So what we did is we updated the BuildD services and we replaced GCC by Clang. So we did some hack on the tools. So we forced dpkg to export some specific environment variable to specify which compiler we want to use. We also introduced some check. This one is quite dirty, but it does the job. So we are checking Debian rules if GCC is hard-coded or not. And since we force the usage of USR, bin, CC, or the two others into dpkg, we also set the alternative to Clang or Clang++. We also introduced a hook in SBuild to launch a trigger after the installation of the dependency, because once GCC is installed, we want to remove all the binaries of GCC to make sure that it is never called. And we do a dirty job. If GCC is called, we fail the build on purpose. So the source code is published on GitHub. It is not that easy. This is why I haven't reported the patches of Steam, but we will try to do that soon. So some results. If you go on this URL, you will see the publication of the build wizard in real time. Please be nice. I flushed all the results yesterday on purpose to make sure that everything was clean. So packages are built in currently, so I think 200 or 300 packages are rebuilt now. It takes about 1 week to rebuild everything. We have 3 build services now. We will probably put more. So this is what we've got now. So this is the interface that we published with the results. So if you go on this one, maybe it helps a lot on this also, you will be able to see if your package has been built with Clang or not, and what are the results. So I took some random packages. This one is failing. I don't know what it is doing, 8.5.6. But this one is failing. I'm currently in the archive. Yeah, with GCC it works. But here, on purpose, I'm failing the package because Clang is detecting an error, which is this one. So in this case, it is a summarize function which should return a value and which will have nothing. So the maintainer, if he's interested in Clang and the work we are doing, should fix this bug and he will get a build here. So for now, we are not publishing any results. We are not publishing any repository of the results. Is only for logs. We just want the log to be available for any maintainer who would like to make sure his package is built with Clang. And it is connected on the Debian mirror. That means that every new package is uploaded into a stable experimental, automatically rebuilt by the service and by what I built and to build services. So this is the URL of my maintainer report of my packages that I did before I flushed the database. So as you can see, I haven't done much work in fixing my packaging to be built with Clang, but you can see that some of them are building, like Matteo or so on. You won't be surprised if you see that ACH5 doesn't build. So what we are going to do next, we would like to respond to propose an update of the policy to recommend the packages to be easily built with another compiler. And currently in Debian, most of the packages are hard-coded with GCC, so we would like to ask to the maintainer to use some nicer default or to allow some very easy update. We don't want to be intrusive. We know that it is a long work and we don't want all the packages to be broken because of that, but we would like to ask to the maintainer and to include in the Debian policy the fact that other compilers exist, and we would like to be able to at least, from time to time, being able to build with Clang, and not only with GCC. We are also planning to add a lintel warning to detect that the GCC version or GCC compiler is uploaded into the packaging process. We'd like also to publish the result on the PTS, so that means that every package will have a link to have a parallel build service to say, okay, your package fails to build with this compiler. And at some point, create a repository of packages built with Clang. Now we are at the point that binary produced by Clang are faster than GCC. Not all of them, but in many more cases, Clang is going to preserve faster binary than GCC. And in the longer future, we are also continuing to rebuild with the archive with some Clang plugin, for example, Poly, which is now mainly developed by French researcher, to do some polyhedric optimization to improve matrix computation and some hardcore numerical stuff. We would like to rebuild with some address sanitizer, which is basically the same as Valgrind, but instead of slowing down by a 10 factor, only 2 factor. And the cool stuff that I love with Clang is CanBuild, which is a very good C and C++ static analyzer. So it will, this stuff is able to tell you, okay, you did a memory leak in this case, if you go in this, then this and this case, you will have a memory leak. And it helps a lot, and it's a very good tool. If you don't know that, it is free, and it gives some very good results about C and C++, and you can find some very crappy bugs. And finally, I won't do it, but I know that some people are interesting, especially people who are working on the HPC and big cluster. Some people told me that they will try to rebuild Debian with Intel compilers. Because still now, Intel compiler, especially in Fortran, are sometimes 10 times faster than GCC, in some cases in Fortran. Intel compilers are way better for numerical computation. And besides Alexander, I had another student, André, who worked, and I'm sad to say that both left Debian. Maybe because I was a bad man, a bad mentor, but they both quit the day after the result were published. Too bad for me, but it happened. André worked on the packaging of C++ and C++ ABI. It's basically a replacement of the C++ runtime provided by GCC. So instead of STD C++, we are able now to run a new C++ runtime library. So by default, Clang now is linking for C++ code against the libstd C++, which is provided by the GCC project. But with this library and this new package, you can use a new runtime C++ library. The main advantage of this library is it is providing C++ 11 compatibility. So for hardcore C++ developers, it's a very good argument to use. So we did the initial upload in July, and I did presenting my slide. I did another one yesterday. It is working pretty well, but there is no official stable release now. So I wouldn't try to deploy that in the archive officially, but at some point it could be interesting. And we also work on compiler RT, which is an equivalent to libgcc_s. Which is some C++, some C features that the C runtime will need. So I'm finished. I'm not speaking too fast. So if you have any question.
Architectures. Debian has quite many architectures. Does Selang support already over there?
No. It supports for now ARM, MIPS, the Intels, and a few other architectures. But no, it's not ready to replace GCC. So it's only supporting a subset of architecture then, compared to GCC.
Is it supposed to be supported in the future? Some future?
I have no idea. For example, for the S390, I have no idea if anybody is working on that in Clang, the backend.
Thanks.
But I'm not trying to replace GCC. So, and we could say, okay, GCC will build this architecture and Clang will build this one. We don't have to change everything, or we don't have to replace GCC by Clang on every architecture.
I have a question about the libc++ ABI. Will it be in the end 100% compatible with libstd C++? Because I seem to remember there was great work of standardization, which led to libstd C++ working for both the Intel and the GCC compilers.
No, as far as I know, you cannot replace STD C++ by Lib C++. You have to rebuild it for now.
And what about compatibility between libraries, C++ libraries being built by one compiler and binaries built by the other one. And it doesn't work yet. We find and fail. Maybe it's us. For now, they are not doing too much advertising on this library. For example, in the 3.2 release, they first released the RC1 version and they are publishing the source code as part of the release. For now, it is LLVM, Clang, Poly, and compiler RT, and the last one is Dragon Egg. So GCC plugin using LLVM optimization.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Sylvester.